Welcome to the Classical Academy's podcast, Partnering with Parents. Join us as we educate, encourage, and support parents in their role as the primary educator.
Welcome back. This is Cameron Curry, Executive Director for the Classical Academies, and we're doing another podcast. Today, I'm really fortunate to have with us Chedley Benatia. He is our Athletics Director at Classical Academy High School. So Chedley, tell us a little bit about yourself and welcome to the program.
I've been working here for, I think, about 9 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. I started off as a coach, and then I did the study halls and the flex program, and then I got my way in and started teaching and coaching, and I really love the kids, love working here. And last year I worked for John Goodman as the assistant athletic director.
Okay.
And then this year, full-time athletic director. And, you know, I come from a family of teachers, and it's been something that I've always wanted to do. And I'm so fortunate to work in a place where I feel valued and I can have a fun time with all my coworkers and love the kids. So very happy to be here.
Awesome. And for those who maybe don't know you personally, what have you been teaching here at Classical Academy High School?
So I've taught everything from U.S. history to world history. Now I solely teach AP U.S. government and politics to seniors.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So I built that class from like 6 kids our first year to now we have about 90 kids this year.
Wow. Well, I know we're here to talk about athletics and how high school athletics are part of the Cayman Way here. So what's the difference between your goal as an athletic director and I guess I would say your purpose as an athletic director?
So I think the goal is the thing that most people think about when we talk about sports, where the goal is to put competitive teams out there that are going to win. And our goal is to win, and we have coaches that want to win.
Sure.
But the purpose piece there, it's the bigger piece. You know, I wrote this down. We went to a whole conference when we were talking about the difference between goal and purpose. And my purpose is guiding a community in developing young men and women into confident, responsible, and compassionate adults who will have a positive impact on their community.
Awesome.
So it's way more than just sports there. It's about
it absolutely is.
Good, well-rounded humans.
So what does partnering with parents look like in our athletic program?
I think this has been something where we've really been trying to find out how this is going to be working in the last decade, because there's been so many programs that have been started by parents.
Mm-hmm.
And we wouldn't run without parents, without their help.
Part of the fabric of the organization.
They're the fabric. And I mean, you know, you think about all these parents that are driving kids to practices and to games. So there's such a piece there where the parents are owners. But also with partnering, there's times where, you know, me as an athletic director or a coach might make a decision that a single parent or many parents think, oh, you know, I might not have started that kid or done this. And so partnering would look like parents respecting the boundaries of the coach, of the decisions that a coach might make,
or okay,
playing time, things like that. And also for the coach, understanding that our motto is partnering with parents. So when it comes time to answering an extra email or increased communication with parents, you know, the expectation goes both ways. And so it's really a group of that with shared respect. I think trust and respect on both sides would be important for partnering.
Awesome. So how can parents support the athletic teams, or even support the coaches, or even the overall program, I guess you could say?
For the most part, just by them being engaged with their athlete and the coach, understanding who and knowing the coach, right? That means coming to the Cayman Way, coming to the meetings, helping out with carpooling. You know,
sure.
Right? And I feel like that's always the scariest thing for newer families. They're thinking, how am I going to get my kid to practice every single day?
Mm-hmm.
But as a community, you know, parents come together. And so when they're able to do that and create their carpool list and, you know, volunteering as a team mom, things like that go a long way to supporting the coaches.
Awesome. Well, and I think the other thing that we've not touched on is the fact that you are a dad and you've got your own children. And has that perspective softened you, strengthened your positions in dealing with other families, or has it maybe even helped your perspective in some way?
I think it definitely has. You know, being a parent now that my kid's going to transitional kindergarten, it's that time where you're trusting someone else with your kid. So
sure,
that's really given me a perspective in my role as athletic director to be able to look down and say, I get why parents are nervous. I get why they want to question a coach for some sort of thing, because that's their baby. And
mm-hmm.
I think for me too, you know, as a parent, you're trusting someone else with your kid. How do I know they have the best intentions for for my kid? How, you know, things like that can make you nervous. So I think for me, every time that I talk with a parent, I try to let them know, I know what you're saying. I hear you. I'm a parent too. And so I try to just talk with people. And
sure.
But I think part of that comes with gaining trust from people. And then also comes with, you know, going to the Cayman Way, right? When we can get attendance there and they can meet me and they can meet their coaches, I think people start to trust people once they meet in person and are able to talk through some things and get some questions answered.
Kind of makes all the difference.
The face-to-face, I think, really matters. But
well, I'm thinking transitional kindergarten, and then it's like hashtag they're high schoolers, right? Like overnight. It's just ridiculous how fast it goes. So enjoy this time while you have it, for sure. So what do you look at when you're hiring new coaches for the program? Is there a particular attribute you're looking for, a particular skill set? I mean, talk to us about that.
I think the biggest thing is they have to fit within our organization and our culture. I think it's fair to say we have a unique school culture, mm-hmm. and something where, you know, if you don't know our population and you're going to come in here and you're going to start yelling at kids and cussing at kids, those things just aren't going to fly. And those aren't things that, even if they would fly, that's not the way that we want to have a coach.
Absolutely.
So we're looking for someone that's going to be more than just a coach, but a role model, right? Because they're the person that, you know, every day after school, the kids are going to be with that coach for 2 to 4 hours. And so we're looking for a role model, someone that shows integrity and character, someone that can build trust within the community, and shows good leadership qualities. But and obviously, we want them to be a good coach and know their X's and O's, but it's about them being able to mold our kids into young men and women who go out there and make a difference and are positive people.
Why is it important for parents and athletes to attend seasonal Cayman Way meetings? Has there been maybe a dip in attendance, or why is it important that we have that gathering together?
I think it's really important for coaches. Well, it's actually for now, it's really important for parents to get to know me as the athletic director.
Okay.
Because I want parents to talk to me, ask me questions, know who I am. You know, I love getting to know parents. I love it. Every year meeting new parents, and then you build that relationship with them for years. And so getting to know me and understanding that if there's something that's going on that they don't like or that I don't like, that I'm going to actually fix it and that I'm here to make sure that their child has a great time on our sports teams. So they get all the information. They're getting their athletic clearances. They're meeting with their teams. They're talking about schedules. They can even get some carpools done that night. It's such a huge piece to allow the teams in each season to start off running without, you know, parents coming in late and kids coming in late. No one knows anyone. No one has an email.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes a rocky start.
It builds community.
Getting there builds community. People get to know each other. And especially when we have new coaches, it's a good time for them to get to know the parents and vice versa.
And that's where carpooling happens.
Carpooling.
People are making connections.
Yeah. That's such a huge thing. I couldn't imagine. I mean, I think about my job. If I had to drive my kid all these different places,
sure.
I couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. And to know that there's parents out there, it is a community. I love that about this mm-hmm. place.
So as a new coach comes into the program and we say, here's the Cayman way of doing coaching, are there specific elements that you guys are speaking to coaches about? Like, you have to have this, you have to have this, you've got to have this.
I think the main thing for new coaches is having them understand our community.
Okay.
And our parents and the high involvement from our parents. And also the communication piece. I mean, I'm huge on communication, and that's coming from John as well. Because we want parents to know what's going on.
Sure.
Where's practice? Is it changed? Where is it changed to? Is it canceled? We want to get that stuff out as soon as possible. So communication is huge. Knowing our culture is huge. And I mean, you know, most coaches that are going to come in here, they're going to understand that the team is above all else. You know, we want kids to have certain academic standards, certain behavioral standards, and that's just expected.
And I just remember when our son was playing Little League, how there were a couple dads who were coaching who you could obviously tell they were trying to live out their lives and trying to live out maybe their missed opportunities when they were that same age. And the expectation they put on the kids was simply ridiculous. And so I've really appreciated, as I've gone to games and I've watched the interaction with coaches and players, that it's almost ego-free, which I think is just a blessing to be sure.
Yeah, that's something that, and again, going along with the increase in club sports and the amount of money that parents can be paying for mm-hmm. whatever sport it is,
right?
comes that increased, well, I paid for this, so I'm going to get my money's worth, whether it's yelling at a ref or whatever. You know, it's funny. I see it. My son had his first little soccer game the other day, and they have these signs all over the field that says, you know, this is not the World Cup. You know, these people are volunteers.
Right. Dial it down.
So I think for me, as I've taken all my years of coaching and teaching, I'd never want to be one of those parents on the sideline yelling at another parent, screaming at my kid, screaming at referees. So I think that's something for our parents as well. You know, it's rare that we have major issues with that.
Sure.
Because our parents and our kids are so well-behaved and so well-mannered. So I think that's something that is definitely a blessing.
Well, and I remember when our daughter played soccer in high school, and she was incredibly talented on the field, and her conversations with myself were often, "Dad, you're not going to act like those other dads, and make sure that you bring your iPod and you keep keep the music flowing, and do not scream and yell, and just enjoy yourself." And so we had the deal that if they got it to championship, then I could scream and yell, and we got to scream and yell every now and then. So, yeah. Good times. Yeah,
but it's fun to be a fan, but it's when people cross the line and start to berate athletes and
it's not tolerated and not okay in any way, shape, or form.
No.
So as we close out this episode, Chedley, is there, you know, some defining comment you'd like to make and why athletics are important as part of a child's education at the classical academies?
I think it's that in enriching piece that can really add to their camaraderie with others. Mm-hmm. You know, to me, there's nothing like being on a team with others where all the skills that you learn, whether, you know, playing well with others, communication, hard work, integrity, teamwork. I think those things are valuable skills.
Absolutely.
For when they move forward into whatever career they want. So I think a positive experience on our athletic teams is something that's going to help them in college when they're working in a study group or in their job moving forward. So I think it's such a great experience. And you know what's cool about our school is it's not just athletics where they can be in a team. You know, you have musical theater, that's a team. Being mm-hmm. a choir, that's a team. So athletics is one of those avenues that allows kids to be with a group, learn good character, and have fun. It's something that I love and I'll always have a passion for. And I just love that we have such great kids here that are such great sports. They love playing sports and we just have a great time.
Awesome. Well, thank you for being with us today, and we appreciate the partnership with parents that actually makes the athletics so much stronger here at the organization. So we appreciate your time with us today, Chedley, and thanks for being on the program.
This podcast is brought to you by the Classical Academies, a group of award-winning public charter schools serving over 4,500 students in Southern California. If you have a suggestion for a future episode, email us at podcast@classicalacademy.com. Subscribe to our channel or leave us a review. Thanks for listening.